Blog Talk Radio.
It's the morning show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
People going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
Watch this. I never knew I could be so happy. Never knew.
think I want to hear some horns.
From Texas Motor Speedway this morning, bringing you all the news you can use and information that you can even indulge with. As always, we encourage you to use your African-American newspapers, and we have our iMessenger Enterprises, led by the great Cheryl Smith. And Cheryl, thank you so much this morning. We just had a little glitch. We're getting on from here, but we are live, all the way live, and beautiful day in Dallas. I'm looking over the golf course here at the Marriott. Some people consider it on North Fort Worth, and it's just a beautiful view. You know, yesterday I participated with the Lynx, and I tell you, it's just, Cheryl, I'm just super busy. But one thing I want to tell everyone, and I'll repeat it several times, is that congratulations to all the graduates. High school graduates, college graduates, post graduates, meaning the masters and PhDs. It's just so much going on, and it's just good to just see and hear and just witness some of the great things. And it always takes me back to my days when I was very fortunate to be able to speak not only at my high school graduation, to speak at my college graduation. And they're all equally as special. I think the high school may have been, just at that point, I'll put it like that, the different stages in your life, you experience things that are great. High school was great because we had a very large class, and I had the opportunity to speak and give the partial address. I was pretty decent student. No, actually, I was pretty good during those days. And so it was a great honor that I was selected to do that. And, you know, I always mention to them, and this is a thought I always have. For that moment, you would never get the same group of people together ever again, whether it's death or travel, things of that nature. But, you know, I thought about that when the graduations I've been to, and it's just a moment that if you can just stop time and recognize what's going on around you, that was always, always a special moment. And it's going on. I think the day before yesterday, seeing the high school graduation over at St. Mark's, young men were all in white tuxedos, black bottoms, white tops. And it was just, I got a lump in my throat just thinking about all the times and how excited the kids, especially, you know, we think about that group boys to men, and I was thinking about that yesterday, leading from Friday, of those boys of high school becoming men, the young late girls becoming young ladies. So that's a pivotal point in their time, in their lives, and just was so happy to be a part of that. I'm going to be going down that curtain, so to speak, next year and then the year after, and then we'll take it from there. It's just, again, so exciting for those kids. So, again, congratulations to the graduates of 2016. 2016, They waited a whole year from last year, and they're going to go in a year before 2017. Again, Andrew, wake up a little horse. I've been talking all week, doing things. I know Cheryl always talk about between February, but really January to February, you're under high demand. I've been under high demand the whole month of May, whether it's teaching classes or making presentations, things of that nature. You know what? I'm not going to let that stop me. I'm just going to keep talking. Now, in the world news, you know, Prince, there's some issues. We'll talk about that. The Egyptian airline crash, we'll discuss that. The Democratic Convention is coming up. Sanders giving his piece on about ditching the chair. There's so many things going on. We're going to be an ISIS attack. Well, again, you know, I talk every day about how things are going on and how fortunate we are not to be living in a world where gunfire is over your head every day. Down in my great state of Florida, they're fighting crocodiles, not alligators, crocodiles. So people are getting these exotic animals and they're putting them back in the wild. That's going to change the ecosystem down there. So remember, you always thought about alligators. Now you got some narrow-nosed crocs down there. What is going on now? Again, if you hear my voice, people, when you get these exotic animals, return them to people who can take them. I know a lot of illegal animals are being kept, and people release them in the wild. And it's just unbelievable. And this particular one I thought is very fascinating. A crocodile was found near Miami. And it was identified, of course, as a Nile crocodile. So they're going to confirm and go through some DNA testing. And they're just some from the previous reports of in 2009, 2011, 2014. And they are the second largest extinct reptile species in the world. The second. You know, crocodiles have been around for years and years, hundreds and thousands of years, and they've been able to maintain and sustain life over the changes throughout the world. And now people have just brought them over, and they're in different regions now. So I'm curious to see the effect that this particular crocodile is going to have on the ecosystem there in Florida. So I'm going to keep an eye on that. You know, being from Florida, you kind of watch it. I remember all the alligators that were near my home. And they just kind of lived, and we you know, made sure we stayed abreast of what was going on. So if it down now with the crocodiles, you got the Burmese python, you know, the largest snake species in the world, has been going through Florida. Well, again, people have had these exotic animals and can't handle them and then release them. And all things are starting to happen. Another animal that's been getting out a little bit is the Cuban tree frog. And they've been found in Florida, too, where people have had these tree frogs. And now I think about all the frogs that were around. There were bullfrogs. I remember even before I even knew about a frog, we used to get the tadpoles out the drain and, you know, just keep them in a jar, just kind of watch them and wanted to keep them. And all of a sudden they start growing legs. And then I discovered at a young age that all frogs that are in their early days are tadpoles. And, look, I got my education very early from that, but that was just good. And that's what kids, encourage your kids to explore. And now with the advent of the internet, there's so much that you can pick up and know before you even do it. You know, we may have looked at some encyclopedias that were outdated with the day you got them, but that's all we had. And I just, you know, your parents tried to keep you up with a world book. I remember when the lady used to always come by and sell those books to us. But again, Andrew Wiggins sitting in for Cheryl Spitt. Cheryl, good morning, good morning. A little delay this morning, but hey, we're rocking and socking. And still having some problems getting on some other websites here. I'm going to have to let them know. Oftentimes you get free internet in this particular area. I'm going to have to go get some money back on that. But I am just so excited. Beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. Overcast here at North Fort Worth, Denton Park, county side of Fort Worth. I think just a year ago, we were at this event, and outstanding event. But again, I'm overlooking the putting green right now. Looks like maybe the 18th hole. I'm in high contact to see the number one tee box, Alliance Airport. Just really beautiful. And a lot of homes are springing out over the area. And it's just amazing. Been in Texas a long time, but there's always some beauty here. A lot of people are moving here. We got so many family units. Makes it feel just like home. And yesterday at the event, it was about 14 brothers. We all got together that we could identify. And we took a picture together. Also, Larry Brown, world-renowned Larry Brown, that played with the Dallas Cowboys. He was in attendance, and we talked with him and had a good time. Just so many brothers, and I know Cheryl's listening. There was some old makers. They played Atomic Dog and a couple of cues. Just, you know, they were all in their suits, and one brother just heard it and threw a suit across the room and jacket. It was out stomping, and by the time the song got in the middle, I had to go over and just try to help him out, and actually bought him a drink, and he was all worked up. But we just had a good time, and it's just good that I know some of the differences our organization may have, but yet still the common fact is that we're all about helping our brothers, our sisters, and support all mankind. And that's always good to know. And I tell you, the good thing about it, when you get older, all the little personal things that you may have encountered or you may have thought of, it doesn't matter anymore, at least not to me. And it's just good to see everybody that was out on yesterday. Again, Andrew Wiggum live from the Marriott in North Fort Worth, Texas, all over the place. I hate to give the description of the room. It's just, wow, very nice, very comfortable. As soon as we finish this, Cheryl, we'll go and get some breakfast and head on out and head back to Dallas. Got a softball game today, hoping the weather is going to hold up. Of course, I'm always working, always working. But the big conversation, we'll go back to that. You know, we're waiting for a couple of people to call. I want to thank all the callers from last week. It was simply outstanding. Talking about Ann Coker, and I was enlightened over a lot of information that was going on with the Coker. And we hope that the gentlemen will really beat their task. And we're going to take just a quick break, and, you know, we're always hoping that change will come. Oh, yes, it will.
It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes, a change is gonna come. You know, I'm just so happy. You know, again, I tell you this, this week has been exciting, and for the fam viewers, and I know you're going to get a lot of it here, and we are just so proud of our school and some of the things. We had vice presidents here. We had deans here this past week. Got a chance to see Cheryl, Eva Coleman. Just amazing of what we encountered this week. And it's just good to see all the families come out and support our school, because I am just so proud, and I'm just wondering if other HBCUs are having as much fun as we are, because we're all about the business and taking care of the business. And I just want to make sure that people understand the things that we're trying to do for our kids. I want to thank Marcus Knight, Ron Fry, just for starters, on Wednesday we had Julia Pearls over in Plano, and it was a great presentation. Some kids from the north side, from the Colony, Hebron Park, Hebron High School. Hopefully we can get those, and I know how a lot of kids from the north side through Frisco and things of that nature, you know, they're in schools that are pretty much, you know, predominantly white. And I understand that. And the culture that they've experienced and lived in, sometimes the parents don't want them to experience the HBCU thing. And that's understandable. You know, we want kids to go anywhere. We're supporting our school, which, because we understand you can still get a quality education and make a good living doing so. But the thing is, it's just exposure, and a lot of schools on the northern sector do not give us exposure. Now, when we switched over to the south side, there are, you know, same, being in Dallas, some of the same challenges that you have, not only on the north side, but the south side. The kids want to go to Texas A&M, Texas Tech, and that's understandable. But the thing is that if you hear my voice, in order for the kids to get the exposure, get the alumni, your prospective alumni, together so that you can have a representative at these various college fairs. And we're really going to attack where you have what they call the Great Southwest, Lancaster, Texas, DeSoto, Texas, Duncanville, Cedar Hill, all of those school districts are south of I-20 in the Dallas area. And most of their parents lived in Oak Cliff, which is north of 20, and they attended Dallas Independent School Districts. And now Lancaster Independent School District, Duncanville Independent School District, DeSoto Independent School District, and last but not least, Cedar Hill Independent School District are over 70% black, are African American. And we're trying to show them as much as we can about these schools. And the turnout was excellent. You know, we had a lot of alumni support. And let me go, I know Cheryl's listening. Let's go back to the old days where Reverend Miles would always say alumni instead of alumnus or the alumni chapter. Alumni, that's how he said. So a lot of the alumni were present. And it was just good because you can see the passion and feel the love that we have for our university. And it's always good. You see a few older faces. And Cheryl, I know it's so funny. When we got here, we were kicking flour much higher than what we're doing now. It was the Juanitas, Benson's. It was the Sarah Smiths. They were the ones that were the senior members, and they're like we are now. And they want to get so much wisdom. Even the night you were at the event, they wanted me to go through Humphreys, strike again. And we'll get that for you on air sooner than later. But again, it's just so much going on, and so many little things that are happening. And we just want everybody to know that there is something going on special on the other side of the Mississippi River, in Tallahassee, Florida, to be specific. And on the southern side of town, south of the train tracks, you know how those small towns are, south of the train track. We got something going on there. It's about, oh my God, it's about 5 minutes an hour, about 8 minutes an hour. Andrew Wiggum. We're under the weather, but you know what? We don't get to keep this thing going to show. Thank you again for so much support. Thank you for the opportunity to do what I do. And we're going to let it happen. I'm just so excited about everything that's going on. You know, we have, again, the kids that are graduating, kids that are following through, potentially trying to make a difference in their own lives. And we just want to make sure that we follow through and give them the support that they need. I just told them what to say half the time, but what our kids are doing, what they're doing, where they're doing, and we're going to make it happen. We will make it happen. Again, it is May 22nd. Beautiful, beautiful day, no matter where you are. Andrew Wiggum, a little stuffy, a little hoarse, but the show must go on. I'm just looking over some things. Again, a beautiful view, I keep saying that, of the golf course. I've been playing a lot of golf. Got a chance to play a little bit yesterday. Sure, I'm getting good. Tiger Woods getting better. And we just want to make sure that we continue and enjoy the fruits of our labor. Definitely. Sorry about that. Just trying to get things straight on. This hot, cold is going on. So a lot of people are suffering. We're getting some interesting weather in the Dallas area. Very cool for this time of year. Very wet as well. And we're just going to take it. And just, we're going to take another little quick break. And one of my favorite musicians, you don't hear much. He's gotten older. But we'll let it speak for itself. Good old Al Jarreau. You can be what you want to be. And, you know, it's just amazing, some of the old music. And we're going to make things happen today. Again, Andrew Wiggum sitting in for Cheryl Smith. As always, welcome to Andrew's World through Cheryl's World. Once you reach African American newspapers, we have the conglomerate of My Eye Messengers, the Enterprise. And through that, we have a My Eye Messenger, which is a bi-monthly publication you can find online, as well as the Garland Journal and the Texas Metro News, all led by award-winning top blacks in Dallas. You name it, she wears the badge. She is our heavyweight champion of the world. Cheryl Smith. And we thank you for the opportunity so much for the things that you do. And I tell you, the true journalist always comes out, because when she's there, we have to make sure that we're smiling and getting things in order. And I just love that when she does that with us. You know, she keeps me on keeps me on point when she's around. So it's a great, great day. And we just want her to just sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and enjoy what the day has to offer. She's so busy. And I tell you, Cheryl, seeing you Wednesday night was great. You look relieved. Not so stressed. I know you got great support. And it shows. It really shows. And I'm just so excited to see you. And you know, what I admire about you most, and a lot of the similarities are within me too, is just that you care of making a difference in someone else's life. And that's what I always think. You know, it's not all about me. If I could bring someone along the way, that would make me so much better for the whole world. So, you know, I'm going to get something together for you, and we need to roast so, Cheryl, and let her know how much we appreciate everything that she's done. Again, it's about top of the hour, wherever you may be, if you're on the East Coast or West Coast. We're just trying to get things done, get things established, and we're taking from there. Again, congratulations to all the graduates. Can't say that enough. This is a town where everybody's smart will be smart. Everyone that's not smart will be smart in their own way. I was just looking at somebody, and I apologize for the voice, of the HBCU's Princeton Review, things of that nature, where a lot of the colleges are being ranked. And I like the idea of FAMU being one of the top historically black schools. There are great institutions out there. You can find your niche, whether it's Howard, Delaware State, Hampton, Norfolk State. Carolina has several. North Carolina has St. Augustine. Fairfield State. North Carolina A&T. North Carolina Central. South Carolina has South Carolina State. Morris College. You have so many schools up and down the coast where you can choose. Now, HBCUs are not for everybody, which truly, truly understand. However, you know, who could train us better than us? That's how I always put it. But we want you to at least explore, if you have kids that are considering college, especially if they graduate there, if they go on to college, the process should be pretty much close to being finished. But if you have some juniors and sophomores, what you need to do is have them pick at least 20 colleges. And for the sake of it, have them to at least put two HBCUs. So that's 18 other colleges. If you choose to put more HBCUs, that's even greater for the cause. But what we want you to do, and with your kids or who you're working with, find out what they're interested in, find who has the better programs, find out their requirements for admission, make sure your test scores are complete, all your testing is being done. You can start at the 10th grade, but by the 11th grade, everything should be in full bloom. Talk with your counselors, parents, if you're not sure on what you want to do. I mean, if you're not sure on the process, I'm sorry. And get these things done, because there are so many kids that are out there that are not meeting their goals or reaching their heights, because they don't have any insight. Some of the counselors sometimes are one-sided. They have their two or three schools they want them to go to. And that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, you have to be able to at least expose the kids, get them exposure, and let them either set up some visits. You know, they could go in their immediate area and visit and get a feel of academia at these higher learning institutions or high institutions of learning, however you want to look at it. But the thing is just getting exposure. And when they have these career days, talk with these schools, get as much information, research it yourself. Kids, there's so much information you can find out on your own. But the thing is that you need some direction. And that's what we're trying to do, not only at FAMU, but for all our HBCUs. I want to say good morning to the folks at Southern University. They had their Bayou Bash yesterday, and it was just outstanding that the weather held off a little bit, so I know that they were a little concerned, but they got it done. And in the Dallas area, we've gotten a lot of rain. All the yards are beautiful. All the golf courses, I tell you, I'm sitting in front of one now. They're going to water it anyway, but it's just simply beautiful, very green. And it backs up right up to the hotel. So it's just so much going on. There's so little time to talk about it. But we're just happy to be a part of your morning. And I'm going to hang in here still, you know, with the being hot yesterday, running right inside, laying in front of the event, wasn't good for me. Wasn't good. And, you know, but we're going to fight through this. I was just thinking so much in the world of sports as well, we do a little bit now, is that the Preakness was run, I think it was 143rd, and the favorite did not win, but that's okay. It was done at Pimlico, which is in Baltimore, on a wet, soggy track, and home Boricus. You know, they had some tragedy as well where a horse collapsed after the first race while walking back to the barn. He was a 9-year-old gelding, won the race at the Maryland track. Now, a lot of people, if you don't know, you know, there's an old term called a pig, like a racehorse. And I'm dressing it up because it is Sunday morning, but a lot of diuretics are being given. Those horses, they run, I mean, their heart is pumping, they're sweaty. Because your natural instinct of your body when you're hot is to sweat. So a lot of the horses, the blood pressure's up, everything, and this is very critical. I think they need to examine how they go about it. A lot of the horses don't get water at a certain time of the day. So it's a science to it. But how many horses are being lost that we don't even hear about? And, the horse yesterday after finishing the race, that goal maybe about 100 yards, got a little wobbly and fell over and pretty much was dead when he hit the ground. So I'm sure a lot of agencies, PETA and all that, is going to kind of look into it. Hope the veterinarians look into it as well on how these horses are being, you know, being done. And speaking of PETA, they put out on their Twitter account yesterday, you know, two horses dead at Pimlico or at the Preakness, and they mentioned them, rest in peace. They're calling on the owners to release veterinarian records and complete a list of medications that the horses were administered before races. So PETA is on it. You know, there's been a lot of concern over the years on how horses and dogs have been treated. And growing up in Florida, we had a lot of the greyhound races. And it's quite interesting, the amount of dogs that died. They found dogs in the dumpsters. And that's not good. Not good for the state of paramutual racing. And pretty much in the dog races, if they start losing and don't have anything to contribute to the game, then that's when they get rid of them. And there's great agencies out there that are saving greyhounds, asking the owners at least, if you're going to retire them or get rid of them, at least let them have them. And if you've ever seen a greyhound, big chest, long legs, and they really could get up the road. But there's been concerns about that. And now at Preakness yesterday, you know, two horses dying. So we're going to keep an eye on that. You know, we keep an eye on everything. It doesn't matter what it is, but some of the things that are going on in the world, want to make sure. Want to make sure that we're on top of it. So when it comes to horse racing, the next jewel will be the Belmont. Within a month, it's going to be in New York. So the Triple Crown races, Kentucky Derby, it's done in early part of May, end of April, depending on their schedule, followed by the Preakness in Baltimore, Maryland. And I tell you, even in the rain, the people had their hats on. I'm sure the Inner Harbor, if you've ever been to Baltimore, is pretty much a focal point. Northern Avenue, a lot of people travel up and down Northern Avenue in 84 to go all the way downtown and enjoy Baltimore, which is a beautiful city. I know as of late we think about the riots and everything that's going on, but if you go to Baltimore, you're going to get plenty of seafood it's at your disposal. The downtown scenery is outstanding. You can go get your ball game, and right there at the Camden Yards, sits right in the heart of downtown. So you can see the landscape, a beautiful backdrop. You know, yesterday was their day of the horse world. People live up to it. In Kentucky, they do the mint juleps and the black-eyed Susan. That's going to be in Baltimore, and people probably just waking up after a long day of drinking and horse racing and betting. And, you know, it's just amazing how people gather for these events. And speaking of other events right here local, we have the Byron Nelson, Jordan Spieth, who's a local Dallas kid from Jesuit High School by way of University of Texas. They are really, really hyping Spieth up so that he can win this award. Sergio Garcia is in the running as well. And I tell you, I can really appreciate those golfers. Me playing a lot of golf as of late and over 20 years. And it's just amazing how we've gone from one point to another. So it's just so much is going on in the Dallas area. I'm live in far north Fort Worth at the Texas Motor Speedway, having a great time looking out over the golf course. Now they go back out there a little bit later, but we'll see how things go. Welcome to Andrew's World. I see we have some other callers. Caller, if you want to get in the queue, it's wide open today. Just a little horse, just kind of in and out. It wasn't extremely hot, but did a lot of sweating on yesterday. And did the wrong thing and got in front of the event. And now I'm suffering for it a little congested, but we're going to make it one. Always press one if you want to get in the queue. And, you know, we'd be happy. Anything you have, any question or be, I'll be more than happy to answer it. Again, we've talked about graduations, and it's been, again, congratulations to the class of 2016. Some of the parents I know are just so elated over the idea of their kids graduating, but that's just a chapter that is just closed, and it's going to open up another chapter. Now, hopefully, you know, they'll get through that and make great and productive citizens. And that's what we want for all our kids and for all graduates, to be productive citizens. There's just so much out there to do. You can make your own niche. And one of the graduations I attended Friday night, the guy was saying that he had the best education that Dallas had to offer, He also attended one of the greatest universities and got the best that they had to offer. His grandfather was a physician. His grandmother was a nurse. His dad was a physician. His mother was a nurse. So the cards were at the table for him to be a doctor. So he started at UT Southwestern, which is located in Dallas, Texas, went for 1 year and found out that that wasn't his dream. It was the dream of his parents and grandparents. So he started, he was into music. He had a favorite group. He would always go see him, and he met a guy that was doing a promotion as well as representing a particular group. So he started doing that, promoting things at the University of Virginia where he was at school. And kind of got a little notoriety, got some big name acts. And then they asked him if he wanted to get better, he needed to move to L.A. So he moved to L.A. to be working with record executives, ended up in the mailroom. And he said he couldn't believe with the top education he'd received that he worked in the mailroom. So after working in the mailroom, kind of met some people, got some things going, and now he's the manager for Ludacris, and he is non-African-American, Flo Rida, Mariah Carey, the Spice Girls, and he said even in the midst of all the great acts he's had, he blew it or did not get the chance. He worked with him early, but didn't get a chance to nail down Bruno Mars, and he named another one that was real hot. So it goes to show for the kids that are listening, you know, sometimes you have goals and sometimes you have to rekindle those thoughts. It's not to say that you're a failure, but you have to realize what you want to do in life. We as parents, we have great and high expectations for you. But when it's all said and done, you're going to have to live with the choices that you make for your life. And we as parents should give them an opportunity to find what they want. Because, yeah, we want them to be astronauts. We want them to do this. But if they're not happy, they're making you happy. But are they happy? And I think we've all gone through that. But we have to just kind of stay strong and make that thing happen for those kids that are coming out. But, again, a great speech. Great messages, and I hope the young men that I attended their graduation will take heed to that and understand it's about you. Your parents have got you as far as they can get you. Of course, they will continue to support you if they have it financially. But if you work hard when it's time for scholarships, you'll be able to get those scholarships. I'm telling you, everybody that's rich is not spending money on college. Their kids are working hard to be able to enjoy the fruits of their hard work. And then they can get the money that their parents sent them that's over and above the top and don't have to pay anything. So it's just so much going on with the schools and the kids. I hope that everyone in 2016 is prosperous. And what is prosperous? Not only just money, but just being happy doing what you're doing, making a difference in someone else's life. And I talk all the time. I talk to my friends and some of them bank executives, and owners of newspapers. They're doing their niche. And I tell you one thing, what I do every day, it may not yield the most money in the world, but it's comfortable. But one thing I can say, I do enjoy what I do. And that's what makes it worth it, getting up, even when you don't want to get up to go to work. And then all the time, people, if there's a passion you have, try to pursue that passion, you know, along with what you're doing. Because sometimes if you got enough money saved up, you're able to stop and go and pursue your other thoughts and dreams. But make sure you get it and will calculate, forecast, whatever you have to do to make this thing happen. I tell you, it's a great feeling. Again, it's about 18 after hour, Andrew. We're going to go live from North Fort Worth, Texas, over at the Texas Motor Speedway. I tell you, we cover it all. We're all over. And I'm just looking out over the terrain. It's just beautiful everywhere you go. And I never thought from 28 years ago that when I moved out here that I would stay this long. And I am loving it. I'm still hanging on to my Floridian tag / Texan. I've been here long enough, paid taxes. I paid my dues. And, you know, I'm just so pleased of what the area has to offer. And you can't beat it. You know, you get it's hot in the summer. Yes, it is. But as long as you got air conditioning in your car and at your job, you're good. You just move quickly from one point to the other. And you just do what you have to do. But again, we have so much going on. Reach African American newspapers. We have the great iMessenger Enterprises, led by the great Cheryl Smith. iMessenger, my monthly publication online, as well as the Garland Journal, the Texas Metro News. Don't forget, we're going to have the Don't Believe the Hype Bowl-a-thon. It's going to be in July this year. So make it July 9th. And it's going to be at the Don Carter, but it's at USA Bowl. And it is going to be on the 9th. That's right after we get back from all that good 4th of July cooking and eating and USA Bowl. So go to My iMessenger, check out the publications online. There will be some entry blank on there for you to get your team. The information will be there as well. So make sure, put on your calendar, July 9th, 2016, and Don't Believe the Hype Bowl-a-thon. Dick Gregory will be always the featured and special guest. And I know Cheryl's working on some other things. In the previous years, we've had Angela Robinson. You better know as Veronica from the Haves and the Half Nine. We've had Richard Grant. If you don't know who he is, he's always from Kingdom Come. He was the drunk uncle, and he's always going to have a beer in his hand. He plays that role extremely well. I think he was in Death by Funeral. Just so much of Richard Grant. We've had Don Lewis. And Don, of course, is Jaleesa from A Different World. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. And the good thing about this is that we have these celebrities come. Vanilla Bell, Callaway, Glenn Turman. I want to call him Turman, but Turman. No. You Kill Cornbread, Cooley High Fame, Different World, Inkwell. You know, and she's bringing these great artists to mix and mingle with us here in the Dallas area. And I tell you, Don Lewis, of all the people, I know Angela personally. So Angela's excluded from this list. But I tell you, Don Lewis is my favorite celebrity that we've had because she was very personable. And I got a chance to be myself. And even she told me that you're pretty funny. I said, just give me a call. I'm ready. But, you know, being able to touch these stars and having personal conversations are worth it. And Cheryl, we thank you so much. You've been doing it for years and years, over 20. We, what, 25, 27 years. And you tell people don't believe the hype. And the purpose of this event is to raise money for scholarships for those kids that are interested in journalism, whether it's print, broadcast, or television. This will give them an opportunity to get started. And don't forget, Cheryl has the workshop through the NABJ of training our kids at a workshop, and I think it's still at Lincoln High School. So, again, if you could check online and find out all of these things for those kids who are interested. You know, again, I think about the great things. I think about the MJ Conrad Explorers internship that Wes West runs with the individuals that are in college every summer. And if your kids, and we'll get the information to you, if your kids looking for summer intern, which is good. They can build their resume. Just let us know. You can email me at hbcudfw@yahoo.com. Get your students all aboard so that they can have some great references, great resume builders before they get out in the real world. Great program. They do a lot of community service as well as the training. And Emma J. Conrad, one of the first black physicians that was able to practice in a non-segregated manner. And it was a great honor for this group to bear his name, as well as he has a school, the Emma J. Conrad High School, over off of Fair Oaks. So a great man, great things that were done in the Dallas area, and they're paying tribute by naming a school after him, as well as the explorers teaching the men and women the finer things in life, and they really are doing a great job, and they're going to be at the Don't Believe the Hype Bowling Club July 9th. Again, so much is going on. We're fighting this congestion. If you wanted to go ahead and ask questions, feel free. Just go straight to hitting one. And I see we got another caller. And just, you know, we were talking about Prince. And I have a friend that is just engulfed in Prince. And if he could get online and talk a little bit about that, you know, again, they're looking at some things. Really, how long, you know, the big question, how long was Prince dead in that house before they found it? You know, was it a point where when the paramedics was there was no chance for them bringing him back? You know, you don't know. Through the autopsy, we'll know the time of death. And then maybe they could connect the dots from the time of death to the time of the coffin. So, again, so much speculation going on his death. And hopefully we can get all the information that we need. Again, a great man has passed, a legend. And we just hope that, you know, they don't tarnish his legacy. And I just, you know, you just feel like a family member at that. But we're going to just pay tribute. Just one little song, I Love to Death. And we'll get it all for Prince Rogers Nelson. Diamond and Pearls, you know, the great Prince Rogers Nelson. And we just, you know, his music lives on. There are time after time, record after record after record. That just great performer, you know, graced us with those times all the way from 1979 or 78 up to the present. You know, you never know the impact. We knew the impact, but you never, it's highlighted now that he's gone. But you talk about a musical genius, being able to come up with a whole album where he did every single bit, whether it was bass playing, lead guitar, piano, drums, vocals. You know, how often will we get to, you know, how often will we get to have someone in our lives that should do all of that? There was great debate over Michael Jackson and Prince. They all were very special in their own way. Michael could dance, Michael sing. Michael had the showmanship to draw you right in. And Prince, in his own way, could do the same. Prince, we never seen Michael get in front of a piano. He had so many tunes and different things in his head that people were able to put on paper for him. And I tell you, that is a gift as well. But the deal with Prince being able to produce, write, and do everything from top to bottom in the music industry is just unbelievable. The songs, you know, the groups that he's worked with, the individuals. And if you listen to all his music that he's written for other people, he has a nice little, you know, little chord or two that lets you know it's Prince, his signature. Kind of like Rogers, Game Boy Huff, how their sound was, and how Niles Rogers from Chic, how he put his little signature sound into everything. So again, as we get it, we'll let you know about the Prince story. You know, other headlines, we're looking at, I know Robert Griffin III, I love it, RG3, kind of put everything back with all the folks with different generations. I am AW3. And it's just talking about how, you know, he went from the stud to the dud. That's a nice way of putting it. Major stud to the major dud. And how he, you know, coached him on it with the owner there. And Daniel Snyder, who owns Six Flags, the company of Six Flags. You know how he run it, because he kept pushing him. Kept pushing him. Mike Shanahan didn't like him in Denver, you know, all these other places where the quarterbacks are the clear leaders, and they were having problems. Shanahan, They said he always had a problem with brother quarterbacks, whether it was Donovan McNabb, getting RG3, got his rookie of the year, you know, did great things on the quarterback spot. And then he did get hurt, but he's been healthy now, and Kirk Cousins has the job. So the thing is, kids, you're out there, you got to work hard. Sometimes even when you got the talent, you may not get selected, but you got to keep pushing. And that's why I tell everybody, it's a little disheartening when it occurs, but it is what it is. And those who try to prevent you from doing things, it's funny how the wagon circles. And it wants a circle. You say one thing about a circle, where it starts is where it ends. What goes around, come around. A lot of people try to prevent you from doing it, but you can do well, in spite of. So, again, RG3, I think he's going to Cleveland. We're going to watch him and wish him well. Because, again, in professional football, you look at the skill players. You got the brothers running, brothers catching, brothers hitting. Then, you know, when it comes to footwork, there are a few out there. But for the most part, they still, you know, you see a bunch of brothers and white quarterbacks. And things are going to change, you know, as you go. And I'm not saying anything's wrong with the skill level of the quarterbacks that we have. They have great skill level. But however, there are a lot of black kids that are coming up that are playing quarterback and want to continue playing quarterback. But they get dubbed as an athlete and they end up playing other positions. Point your hand, Michael Crabtree, who was a quarterback in high school. End up being a wide receiver in college. Ken Riley, former Florida A&M University quarterback. He goes to the NFL, becomes a cornerback. Drew Pearson of our beloved Dallas Cowboys was a quarterback at Tulsa, if I'm not mistaken. Ended up being a wide receiver in the league. So a lot of guys who have played quarterback end up not being under center at the next level. But things are starting to change. There are a lot of brothers that are playing quarterback at these big-time schools, so they can't use that excuse. The program is not strong. Well, it's very strong at some of these big states and Florida states. Watch our world. It's going to be a whole different color under the center. But again, those are the things that you deal with. So we're going to keep up with Robert Griffin and see how things go for the year. And I'm going to start getting, I do have a Twitter account. I need to find it so I can keep up with everything. And I know Cheryl is the queen of Twitter. And we're going to just try to keep up with her. Let her, look, I'm going to ride on her coattail so I can, not her coattail, give you a little taste of Florida, her coattail, and go to different heights. And I'm ready, Cheryl. Whenever you take off, I'll be right there with you, and because, you know, you'll keep us right. It's about 38 minutes after the hour. So much is going on. Again, read your African-American newspapers. Get a different perspective out of life. We also want you to be aware that the Don't Believe the Hype Bowl-a-thon, we can't say that enough, is July 9th at USA Bowl or Walnut Hill and 35. So make sure that you participate in that. It's just so much going on. We're looking at the 99-84 Toronto. I didn't even know they beat Cleveland. Cleveland first loss. Hey, I think they're 11-1. I think they needed that series to go spread out because of the other game. They don't want anybody to get a lot of rest, just kind of go into it itself. So we'll see how the guys do it today on their watch. Again, Cheryl, thank you so much. Just so much to come go by. And I'm just so happy this morning to be over the Texas Motor Speedway. I apologize for any inconvenience. We was having problems with the hotel internet. I'm over here looking at the golf course. I know one of my buddies is on the line. We got to get over here and play this course. Very nice. Right behind, I guess right behind the Marriott Hotel in North Fort Worth. I'll check on some feed and see if we can get over here and play. Very nice. Looks pretty narrow, pretty challenging, but that's what it's all about, trying to get that done. Beautiful day. The sun is peeking out. I know we got some weather coming in this evening from the west. There's a low pressure that's sitting over Colorado, if I'm not mistaken, that will have an impact. And that something will have an impact on our weather. And it's sitting still, not moving, so allowing the southerly winds to come up and a lot of moisture from the water. And that's how we're getting our rain. So it's quite a day. You know, I was just looking, we talked about the horses. Valedictorian denied grad walk. Bill Cosby, no opinion on Bill's vows. You know, let's talk about that through that whole thing, Bill Cosby. I don't know if it's just the protection of Camille and other family members, or how they feel about this. That will be interesting. I have not heard of anything, if they're split up or what. I think they're going to stay united through this whole process because of denying. And I look at the things of the Bill Cosby. If he is doing the things that he's accused of, ladies, I must admit, now if you go back multiple times, then it's got to be on you, not on Bill. Now, I don't condone what was done at all. But if it happened one time and you come back multiple times, then it's almost like you're consenting to the activities that could occur. So we're going to keep an eye on that as well, just to see. But, you know, Camille has been quiet through this. You know, I don't know if she's telling all her pennies that she's going to get or what. But I tell you, Bill is getting older. And, you know, I just hate to see America's dad, you know, go through this. You know, what would be more devastating than any of this if any of the Cosby kids would say anything against him or maybe had similar things. I hope it never happens, but that would be quite devastating if we got information. You know, they were talking about Camille and her deposition that no opinion on whether he broke the vows, and they're going back. So they got a lot going on in the, when you make reference to the Cosbys. And, you know, everybody listening, I always want you to be able to get out there and research this information, too. I can give it to you, but we want you to validate what's going on. You know, they've been married for 52 years. You know, it's just interesting to see how this thing is unfolding. A lot of big events have come up to kind of take the pressure off the story of Bill Cosby. But it's still there of women allegedly being, you know, used to be the Spanish fly back in the day. But they have other things now, people dropping in there. But even in foods, it's just amazing. The Great Lakes. I tell you, if I had to go to that Great Lakes to get you, then it's not even worth it. You know, here's another thing, people from Temple University. You know, they file in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Will we ever hear from Camille? Will we be able to you know, get her side of the story of what she feels about it. It's a hot mess. I can't put it any other way. Of what has transpired there at the Cosby home. I just hope we get to the truth and, you know, find out. And sometimes they're in a situation like this. If someone puts a lawsuit out, a lot of people are looking for the publicity, looking to get paid, and they've had some type of interaction with the star principals that were there. Well, understand, I'll know if they had any type of connection, and we'll skate over that if they had a connection. So, again, we're looking at this case, and, you know, they talk about the Illuminati, you know, if anything happens. I know Bill's son died, and they're still kind of mysteriously on a winding curve or something, found a car, but find him. So many different stories, but it's just interesting how this has come to fruition, these allegedly situations that may have involved two parties, Bill Cosby and the ladies who are pressing charges. So we're going to watch that. We're going to bird watch a lot of things, which is good. And I'm picking that up for my boss, just being nosy. I'm going to call it nosy, but just being a part of it. People are sick. As world news, the dog tests positive for meth and heroin. How you going to give your dog that? If it affects you, it makes you crazy, don't you think it's going to affect the dog as well? You know, the dog can't go by it. The dog can use it, but only if you bring it around. You know, be crazy with yourself, but not your animal. You know, I am just so pro-pet. It's just unbelievable. So, a lot of different things. Crocodile in Florida. Wow, I was just still tripping over there. ISIS attacked this week. You know, talking to vets all day, you know, they said they figured something else was going to occur. And so they were just watching how that unfolded. Just interesting, you know, you sit down with vets every day and the stories you hear. You know, I've been getting a lot of guys from the Korean era, and it's quite interesting, you know, other things that they encountered. You get a lot of Vietnam, those guys are still up and kicking pretty good. You got Iraq, the Desert Storm, Afghanistan, all those, you know, and one reason why the VAs are slow, every 12 seconds you get a new veteran, and sometimes two. So the facilities are trying to keep up, but you as patients, make sure that you, if you're not going to come, call them. And let them know. That's for any entity. Because if you don't call or show up at a private doctor, they still will charge you 75 cents. And when I said 75 cents to some, it is $75 for rescheduling and things of that nature. Again, Andrew Williams, live from Texas Motor Speedway, having a great moment. Glad you're part of the morning. If you have something to say, I always say press 1. We'll get you in the queue. And we'll do have a few callers. But if you feel free to just come join in and enjoy Andrew's world this morning. Again, I apologize. We had some difficulty getting online this morning. Usually I double dip with two computers to give you all the hot stories. But now I'm trying to flip between one. It's quite a task. But at least one for the broadcast, one for the searching. I'm searching and broadcasting on the same. So I am just so happy to be with you this morning. We're just trying to find some things for you. Again, the Don't Believe the Hype, July 9th at the USA Bowl. Can't say that enough. Again, the show's doing great things. so glad to be a part of her organization. Raising Buddies for Kids Interested in Journalism. Journalism workshops. They will get mentors. I heard her, overheard her tell it. You will get mentors if you're in broadcast journalism. You'll pick up a kid and they can see some actual live broadcast. Then, if you go through this program, not only get the mentoring, but you also get the skills, or some of the skills. I can't say you get it all, but some of the skills related, you know, to the area so that you can get your stuff done. Please, people, please, please, please. Dale James Brown, follow through, make a difference in this world. Again, don't believe the hype. You got to believe the hype, because without hype, there's nothing. Now, what's going on with Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders? We want to see what's going on. We want to see what's going on. Donald Trump picked up the NRA's endorsement. He was saying that everybody should carry their guns, but it was a report that if you call it Trump Towers, they are a gun-free environment. Did you hear that? No gun area at Trump Plaza, but he is saying that he is for gun control. So again, you know, the media, the clip, I don't think they dubbed that over pretty reliable source. Yes. So you hear a little air there, but we just trying to clear some things up. Still having a few technical difficulties, not much, but we got it. Right, got it on. Okay, I know we have Gary. You're walking, but if you could stop 1 second and press one, I just wanted to ask you a couple of things. And I don't know if you're out at the golf course this week with the Byron Nelsons. Just kind of give us an update, if you can. All you got to do is press one. Okay. And looks like Cheryl's left us a little bit. Appreciate it, Gary. I see that you pressed one. And just give us a little update. You know, it's good to have. You're going to be the roving reporter. Welcome to Andrew's World. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning to you. How's everybody this morning?
Good, good. A little congested, but you know what? I'm going to keep going. I play the songs just to pay a few bills and to clear my head up a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah, so I know you've been watching the Byron Nelson.
Well, yeah. Well, our local hometown hero, he's two shots behind. Currently, with him and the leader tee off at 1 o'clock today. I actually may go myself. I'm not sure. I have one ticket, but I don't want to go alone because I like to have interaction and conversation during the golf tournament to kind of discuss what I see from the professionals. So I'm not sure if I'll stay at home and watch it on TV or if I'll go live. Spieth is your hometown favorite, and everybody's pulling for him to pull it out today.
Yeah, but you know, when you're looking at that, you had, Jordan Spieth, Sergio. And so they're looking, they're hoping the weather will hold off a little bit so that they'll be able to get the game in. The sun is coming out a little bit now. And hopefully they'll get everything.
I think they'll be fine as far as, because I looked at the rain forecast. So, you know, if I thought about getting out there myself, I was going to double check. But I don't see any rain in the forecast. It's just overcast right now. So I think they'll be okay to start off on time.
Right. And I think for the area, it's going to be like 20% you know, chances, and you know that it could be pop up, it could be dry across the street and wet on the other side. So we never know what's going to hold up. But I tell you, with AT&T and Jordan Spieth and Lamar Nelson, it's going to be quite interesting. If he should win, and that would be a great day, great for the area of Irving on the Metroplex.
You're right.
And I think this is the last year for the Lamar Nelson at the TPC in Irving.
Yeah, that's correct. I think they're building the course a little bit south of Dallas, if I'm not mistaken. And I think that's supposed to be specifically for the Byron, which will be a change because everybody's used to going to, you know, Las Colinas for that tournament. It'll be different. However, I heard the course is supposed to be spectacular.
Right. Now, they're saying here, I'll just pull up, they're saying by 2019 that they're going to have a new course.
Right. Correct.
And it's going to be the Trinity Forest Golf Course. They're playing to move. And, wow. You know where it's going to be? I'm finding out. It's going to be at Loop 12 and I-45.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's
going
to be on the Trinity. For years, it used to be a country club. And at that country club, it was in a flood zone. So I know they're going to do everything to prevent the flooding in that area.
Right. That was one of the questions that I had as far as when we do get a lot of rain, will it flood? Because that's key with a lot of golf courses around this area, as you know.
Right, yeah, they're all on low flood plain. But it's right there. It used to be an all-black country club.
Right. Another favorite, just to get back on the subject of the Byron, you got another favorite, crowd favorite, Matt Kuchar. He's actually in third place. He's tied for third with three people. You have Sergio Garcia tied with third and Bud Cauley. Sergio started out leading the tournament. He started out pretty hot. In fact, he grabbed the lead back yesterday temporarily, but then he lost it back. So it's going to be a good finish.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm just interested, you know, this with a good follow through. So this is about two more years.
Right.
On this course will be, 17, 18?
Right.
They'll get it. I'm surprised, or not surprised, but I'm just interested to see who is going to design this course and how challenging it's going to be.
My question is how they went about selecting the area for this golf course, because typically, as we know around this area, they would tend to pull everything north for it to go. For the course to go south is pretty good, you know, for the black community especially.
Right. Well, you know, it's one of the areas they probably can have two courses. Now, the problem they had with the Irving really wasn't a problem. You had the Cottonwood course in the early rounds, and then they did the TPC. They could have east and west on these grounds, and then take it, everybody being in one location.
True.
So it's going to be quite interesting as we follow up on that.
Yeah, I would like to see the layout of the course myself. I don't know if you can go online and pull it up, but I'm going to attempt to do that sometime today.
Okay. Yeah, now I'll try to find out. We'll talk about that. You'll be our golf insider about that.
Right.
And we're doing it.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to wrap it up. We got about a minute and a half left for today. Thank you so much, and we'll be in touch.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Again, the Byron Nelson is going on in Dallas. They're going to be at this venue for another 2 years, and then they're going down to Loop 12 and I-45, still within the city of Dallas. And if people remember, the Byron Nelson used to be at the Dallas Country Club, which was located on Hampton and I can't even think of the street there. And Lorelei on one end, And I don't get the name, but it used to be in the heart of Dallas, and it moved out to Irving when they put the hotel. Then it's going back to Dallas in 3 years at I-45, 8-12. Again, as we bring the day to a close, thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure, as always. Do what's right, and everything will follow suit. For those parents out there that listen this morning, make sure you keep your kids on the track. Again, congratulations to all the 2016 graduates. And we'll see you next week. I'm out of here.